I want to talk to you about the parable of the dead man. The dead man came back to life and told the whole story of the crime. And the parable of the dead man, came back to life and told the story of the whole crime. When people try to clear themselves from guilt and lay the blame at the door of others, the lesson of the heifer is simple and plain, as Moses explained to God's people. But God's own people, I want you ministry leaders to pay attention. I want you spiritual men and women of God to pay attention. I want all the leaders in the body of Christ worldwide to pay close attention. The lesson of the heifer is simple and plain, as Moses explained to God's people. But God's own people treated Moses' words as a jest. Moses was the chosen leader. He was the chosen figure and major character. And God's people treated Moses' words as a jest. The children of Israel kept putting off Moses. They kept putting him off, asking a number of questions which they could have answered themselves if they had listened to the instructions first given in the beginning. All you so-called spiritual and religious and leaders of whatever you want to classify yourself as a leader, you ask all these questions. And if you had listened to the instructions that was given to you in the beginning, you could have answered the question yourself, since you're so spiritual. Their questions were criticisms. You know, if someone is going to criticize my ministry, let me give you some instructions. Just don't listen to my ministry. And time will tell what you're doing with your ministry, if you're doing anything at all. Their questions were criticisms rather than a desire for information. They really didn't have a desire for the information. All they were doing was criticizing. Their questions were not genuine. You ask questions, but your questions are not genuine, because you're not seeking for guidance. And because of ignorance, and stupidity. Let me say that real slow. I'm talking to God's people. Because of your ignorance and because of your stupidity, because you're ignorant and you're stupid, the people of Israel, God's own people, were driven into a corner. God's own people were driven into a corner. You know, you so-called, I'm blessed and highly favored in the Lord. Shut up. Look in the mirror and look at your life and tell the truth. God knows it. You are driven into a corner with your back against the wall. You see, the real reason they wanted anything from God was because of their guilt. The real reason why you so-called spiritual people want anything from God was because of your guilty conscience, according to the parable of the dead man. This also applies to dead women too. It's a whole lot of dead men, and it's a whole lot of dead women in the so-called church. Let me break this thing down. In the Holy Bible and in the Torah, the five books of Moses, the Old Testament, there is a Jewish and Christian story about the blood guilt. Everyone tried to clear himself or herself, the men and the women, the Jews and the Christians, tried to clear themselves of guilt and lay the blame at the doors of others. But by the miracle of Allah, God's miracle, by the miracle of Allah, by the miracle of God Almighty, it was His miracle that disclosed the real guilty person. See, sometimes it takes a miracle to expose the person who's really guilty. Let me say that real slow. Sometimes, and if you want to know the truth, in the very beginning, it was a miracle that exposed the real guilty person. You see, a portion of the heifer was placed on the dead corpse, which came to life and disclosed the whole story of the crime. Isn't that something? You can't get away with nothing. The lesson of the story is that men and women try to hide their crimes individually or collectively. Men and women, don't care how you look, don't care how educated you are, don't care what kind of clothes you wear, what kind of shoes you put on, what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in, and how well you speak, and how many people like you. The lesson of this story is that men and women try to hide their crimes individually or collectively, but Allah will bring them to light in unexpected ways. When this is applied to Jewish national history, the argument is developed in the following verses that the children of Israel played fast and they played loose with their own rights and traditions, but they could not evade the consequences of their own sin. God said that according to the parable of the dead man, that the men and the women of God, I don't care who you are, I don't care what title you claim to be, especially the Jewish community and the Christian community. You played fast and you played loose with God. With your own rites, you got rites, and with your own traditions, you play all these traditions and these rites, these ceremonies. But you could not evade the consequences of your own sin. The dead man came back to life and told the whole story of the crime. The Al-Baqarah 2, Part 1, Verse 80 and 81. Shalom.